forgotten. At least now, incomplete though it is, this work has finally seen the light of day. For fidelity's sake, we have reproduced Floyd and Eliza's marginalia as footnotes. Their robust exchange of views only add colour to an already vivid account of lands at once exotic and strangely familiar. In the pages that follow, you will learn about the cultures, the landscapes, and the histories of 8 worlds we shall never visit again. We've even taken the liberty of including excerpts from Floyd's own notebooks and commissioned maps and illustrations based on his own spirited sketches. Floyd might not be the chronicler we would have chosen for these lands, but he's what we've got. And though we can't follow physically in his footsteps, we have done all we can to make the journey as easy as possible for the mind's eye. So, bon voyage, and as Floyd himself was so fond of saying, don't think about any of it too hard. Happy travels.
Introduction by Floyd Watt. Hail, traveller, and well met. I wanted to start by telling you a little about myself and my career. However, I can't, since my esteemed editor, Ms. Eliza Salt, has cut the lot, on the basis that this was a guidebook, not my fucking autobiography. Charming. It was only 16 pages, barely touching on my diplomatic work, let alone my time in the national press, but there we go. No point in crying over spilt life lessons, eh? No, indeed, reader. Why dawdle in what's gone before when there's so much ahead of you? And gosh, there is a lot ahead. The worlds are, well, people say a lot of things about the worlds, but, as with so many things in life, the best way to find out is to jump in without really listening to what anyone says, and learn by getting your hands well and truly dirty. That's been my modus operandi ever since my school days at St. Beef's Academy for the Brave. Ah, halcyon youth. And it's always seen me land on my feet, no matter how dicey the situation. Whether by my charm, wits, or wealth of street smarts, I've made my way safely through every one of my globe-trotting adventures, and now, intrepid reader, all of that hard-fought experience is yours to draw on via this handy little volume. Before you do dive headfirst into the worlds, however, I will offer you one stern word of warning. While you'll find much in the worlds to delight, tantalize, and inspire, you'll also find plenty of unsavory elements, dirty places, nasty people, and repulsive customs. If you've any sense, you'll know to pluck the best from what's on offer and ignore the muck. Luckily, I've walked the path before you, so you can rely on me to separate the baddies from the goodies and steer you away from less pleasant locales. Even if much about the worlds remains a mystery, I like to think they show us just what we could achieve as a species if anything were possible. And indeed, with the sheer amount of resources and open space the worlds offer, perhaps anything is possible now. It all starts with curious travellers. So, what are you waiting for? Get out there and leave some boot prints. And don't forget to bring home some good souvenirs.
Editorial Note by Eliza Salt. I had once hoped to produce travel writing of my own, but we can't always choose our fortunes. So, instead, I've had the pleasure of editing Floyd's. I suppose he's the man for the job. Indeed, who better than a disgraced diplomat with a drinking problem and a habit of appearing on game shows whenever he